Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim and Daf Tzadigeh. The Gemara is starting the previous Amud, going into beginning of Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, if a beged is tameh and you tear it, so there's no din kibbutz. Kibbutz is only on a full beged. So the Gemara says he tears most of it, but he leaves kedei ma'afoyeris. He leaves there the size of a kerchief, so therefore it still has kibbutz. Ask the Gemara, but if so, you still have tumah. Because Rav Huna said that as long as you have the size of a ma'afayris, you still have tuma. So answers the Gemara, mi derabbanan. Says Rashi, Tav of the Amud, derabbanan is a gzeira, dilma loy asa mikrub, it's only a gzeira, aval mi deraisa tohoyo mutal lachnis, so mishub it says kibbus. Mi deraisa it's tohor, that's what you bring it in to do kibbus. Mi derabbanan it's that. So it comes out that why do you bring it in to do kibbus? Because with the raisa, it's not tame. High Rabbanan said that it is tame. The mitzvah de raisa to do kibbutz overrides the mitzvah de Rabbanan of tuma. So the Avni Nezer in Orachaim Siman Taf Kuf Lamedei, he says, well, how do we understand this? How many times Rabbanan did a gzeiro and stopped us from doing a mitzvah? The Gemara tells in Rosh Hashanah, the Shevish Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to go mechutz atchum to do it. You're not allowed to go and remove a rubble that fell on it. So even though we talk about Isur Derabanan, once Rabbanan came and said a Isur, so it overrides the Mitzvah Deraisa. So what's the Chiluk? Why over here we don't say that? So answers the Avni Nezer, the idea is like this. When you have a Shofar, you don't have to blow Dafka that Shofar, which is Chutz Atchum. So happens to be, you don't have another Shofar, so you're stuck. But there's no Mitzvah Deraisa to use that Shofar. So Rabbanan said, that shofar you cannot use. But regarding putting the clothing, the beged into Beis HaMikdash, you do kibbutz, that the Torah tells you, this beged, the blood spilled in it, you have to go and clean it. You can't go against a mitzvah deraisa telling you what to do over here. When you have a shofar, the Torah never told you you have to use a shofar under the robe. Go use a different shofar. You don't have one, okay? So that's your fault. But here there's a mitzvah deraisa to go and take this beged and do kibbutz. Then Rabbanan can't stop you. This Avni Nezer seems to follow the logic or the concept of the Taz and your idea of Simul Kuf Yud Zayin Seif Aleph, Seif Kotan Aleph, which is called, many call it, HaTaz HaYadua, the famous Taz. And then the Taz tells us, In koyach b'yad chachomi le'sor dovo shepush ha-toyer b'feyush le'eter. Chachomi can't come and say something that the Torah told you clearly it's mutter. If the Torah was ambiguous, didn't give you clear directions, so then, you, the Rabbanan can come and be Oyser. But if the Torah told you clear this is Mutter, so then the Rabbanan can't come and say it's Asur. That's the famous Taz. The Achronim discussed this Taz in length, and many would bring many rites to different places for and against the Taz. The Avni Nezer seems to work with the same Mahalach. If the Torah tells you to do Shofar, but the Torah did not tell you to do this Shofar, just so happens to be that you will not be able to do Mitzvah Shofar unless you go to this Shofar, the Rabbanan tell you you can't do it. But if the Torah is speaking to you specifically about this beged, and this kibbutz, it's similar to what the Torah gives you at the Befeirush. This is Befeirush the Torah tells you. Rabbanan can't go against the Torah of Befeirush. And we're standing here in Chanukah, which Chanukah is the Chag of Torah Shabbat Peh, is the last Mitzvah of the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan's koyach and power is mischadish and misgal in Chanukah. And here you see what Rabbanan do is Rabbanan come and reveal to us the oimik of Torah Shebichtav that tells us what Torah Shebichtav meant to say, meant to do. If you have a Torah Shebichtav which is clearly saying otherwise, then Rabbanan can't come against it because Rabbanan are the gilui oimik Torah Shebichtav, not something which stands against Torah Shebichtav. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.